You're listening to my station, your station, of course, ZFM Stereo, one station that always brings you nothing but the best. This is the voice of Kudakwashe Chivuli, the host of the Community Dialogue, where we delve deep into different communities, of course, across Zimbabwe. In each episode of the Community Dialogue, we try to bring something that is new. As I have notified you last week that we are beginning a Cough Week episode whereby we are learning everything and anything to do with leadership, as far as leadership is concerned. If you need to get in touch, do so on our WhatsApp number. That's 0772168045. Again, that's 0772168045. As well as Harare 106.4, Mutare 95.4, Kaduma 105.2, Mashingo 96.1, Vic Falls 106.5, Kariba 105.3, Chimani Mani 91.3, and Cholocho, last but not least, that's 97.9. Again, today we are taking leadership to another level. Last week, Taidzidza leadership in a family setup. Kuti chinonzi leadership chi, leaders born or my leaders andase anogadzirwa here. And our listeners quite learned a lot last week. So today, on this beautiful Wednesday, we are learning about making your home the first leadership coaching university. So joining me in studio, we have Dr. Charles Mugaviri, as usual, and our guest, Julio Mazwa, is getting now for the Cough Week episode. But today we have new faces. I remember studio. I don't know to watch radio here, but I hope they will speak more. Tina one, Dr. Shepard Masaraure. He is an educational manager, principal, and also again joining me in the studio is Misty Choto, who is a teacher and a principal. So as I mentioned last week, we are celebrating 25 years of coaching leaders, on the Legacy Building Leaders.
Yes, Legacy Building Leaders Coaching Academy. Yes.
So, setting the mood for our today's conversation, let's start by me congratulating you on your celebration of 25 years. Leaders, what has been the major key highlights of that journey? Maybe in short.
Well, thank you, Kuda. We are very excited to be here this evening, and we want to greet our listeners, and we are excited to talk about leadership. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has been a 25-year journey of learning. I would call it lifelong learning.
Yes.
What I've discovered is the more you teach and train others in leadership, the more you grow yourself. Mm-hmm. You never stop learning. Mm-hmm. In fact, you learn from every leader you come across. Mm-hmm. We have been privileged to train over 10,000 leaders over the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. And this has been from all sorts of backgrounds, from primary school kids, your high school students, university students. In fact, when the journey started, it was with the University of Zimbabwe students. We have done young professionals working with institutions like African Sun, the Art Corporation, Bank ABC. It was then ABC Bank.
Yeah,
we've worked with executives. We've worked with, boards. We've worked with government officials. Mm-hmm. We've been privileged to also work with leaders from other parts of Africa. I remember the other time training members of parliament and cabinet ministers in Uganda. We've done Tanzania, we've done Kenya, different countries in the region and in East Africa, leaders in West Africa. So it has been a great opportunity and a great privilege to work with all these leaders. We also worked with certain institutions which are very strategic. You talk of your Joshua Nkomo Scholarship Fund. We worked with them for 10 years from 2006 at their inception to 2016. We are currently working with the Institute of Chartered Accountants, of Zimbabwe, where we offer them a CA Leadership Masterclass for the last 4 years. We are also doing the same with the Institute of Chartered Accountants in Zambia and also in Namibia. We work with the African Capacity Building Foundation. So it has been a whole range of leaders from different backgrounds, and it has been an amazing journey. But our deepest passion is young people. We believe it is key to equip and empower young people for leadership before they even, start to make a whole lot of mistakes in leadership. I think one of the challenges I found in my last comment on this, Kuda, is we have not invested in leadership development. I think we assume as families, as communities, I think we assume that one will just become a leader. But we have not had a clear curriculum and a clear, you know, ecosystem for coaching and educating leaders. And I think this is where we come in, because we believe we have to be deliberate, we have to be intentional. I was not a leader myself at primary school, at high school. I became a leader by chance from a church perspective. And you ask yourself, how many young people out there never become prefects, never become anything at school, and yet they've got leadership potential?
Hey, brilliant, brilliant. Let's now delve maybe into the issue of curriculum. We have Dr. Shepherd Masaraure, who is an educational manager. You spoke highly on the issue, Ekuti. We don't have a clear picture, because the main thrust or the main focus is focusing on the issue to do with the young development of my leaders, maybe at school level, as the principal. What do you think should be done at a government level, kuti zviikwipe, so that we grow and we have my young leaders zvichikura zvichidaro?
Okay, thank you very much. I think in our education system, we need to think of these learners at a very tender age. And sometimes we ignore their potential, because we think they're still young. But we need to catch them young. And remember, as families, as institutions, a family as an institution, we talk of charity beginning at home.
Yes.
So we need to nurture them. We need to give them the platform to show their leadership. In fact, it's talent identification that should be done as early as the child starts maybe to talk. So you need to take them on board, help them identify themselves, because identity is quite important. So their identity, they should know their identity. And you should also identify what is in them that you should nurture as a parent, as a teacher, so that these students grow in an environment that is conducive and that can allow them to become leaders in future. And for everything that they do is from that tender age, as long as it is good, then you must celebrate that. Because we need to celebrate every win, whether it's small or big. And if I may go to indigenous knowledge systems, where as Africans, we believe in totems, and it's praise, mainly praise. When people talk of their totem, they are talking of praise, because they are praising themselves. And normally they give pride to their children, to their young children. So it's like every tribe is proud of itself, and you can see it through the praise, poetry or totems that they use. So in doing so, they are giving pride to their children.
Yes.
So that they think we are the best in this society. So when they think they are the best, it means they should show that by maybe performing. So performing by excellence, so that they go or they meet the tenets of their totem. So in our, in fact, leaders, yes, our culture, it encourages identifying leadership at a tender age and nurturing that talent. But normally, we face challenges in the families and institution, and in schools as well, where sometimes we ignore. When these young ones come to you and say, let's do this, you might say, I cannot get this idea from such a young person. And in fact, he or she should listen to what I'm saying, which is not good at all.
Brilliant. Let's include Mr. Choto in the conversation. Mr. Choto, you are a teacher.
Yes.
And the issue of identity, I think this is the second time. Last week, Doc also mentioned identity. How do you help students maybe kuti vava identify identity? When you're talking about identity, chii chatikutira nezvacho? And also, we have kids vekuti kumba kwao, like what we spoke last week, they are demotivated. What questions you uridofo haugona unzwisise? How do we help instill that the positive mentality? How do we help kuti mwana identify the identity yake?
Okay, thank you. You know, I'm a physics guy, I'm a science person. First of all, what you need to do is to make a research by asking questions to the students. When you ask them questions, you note down their responses. After noting down their responses, you then Yes, identify their strength, their weaknesses. What am I saying? I am saying you can do what we call a 360 diagnosis for each and every child. And also you must know that when you have kids, they have different capacities and the responsibilities. So what you need to do is to, first of all, know their strength and weaknesses. And also, when you are dealing with them, one, you have to be a good listener, you see now, and you must show empathy, because each and every child have got different ability or strength. So when a child, let's say, is showing some weakness in a certain area, you just encourage him. And you should have good listening skills. Yes.
While we are on that, I love the part that you acknowledged each child anima different capabilities.
Yes.
Anima different abilities, my strengths, anima weakness. Agasiana siana. Let's talk about this. I've seen it happening in many families whereby amai or baba wanu kumbe first born second wanu kumbe yangwanewe panapanewe pa next door seo singa gwenewe no gwenewe kwa newangwe. We have seen the issue of my sciences in the L of I did my ads both ndo anda ida but neto seo singa uto my sciences ndo yonari serious ne upenyo. How do we remove that mentality as a teacher? Maybe yeah, that's the platform, maybe on radio kuti, how do we remove that mentality irimuwa birikvedu yoyo?
Okay, thank you. I think first of all, you have to, as a parent, you have some role models that have done well in life, that have made it in life. What you can do, you can also go and learn from the coaches like Dr. Mkavili. If you, let's say, like approach him and he can staff develop you. You see now, first of all, when I was young, he was the first person to train us about coaching. Then I did now have a different perspective on how I see things, you see now. Then you have to also do to yourself a 360 degree assessment, you see now. Then when you do that, you then teach your child that whatever the child has passion on, you just support the child.
Yeah, brilliant. I'm loving the part, and I hope a lot of people will do learn on this aspect. You compare kwana.
Yes.
I think it's a mentality, you know, in order to this. Let's just delve. Kuna Dr. Mama Saraure Shepherd. That is the issue which we are discussing today about the importance of coaching modules for learners. What's really the important? This coaching module in high school. And I understand that you are the principal of high school. If I missed that one part, you are the principal of another school. Maybe you mentioned it. How is important? Maybe we did Savannah this coaching model in my students.
Okay, thank you very much. From a coaching perspective, from a coaching background, right now we are not saying, we are not encouraging parents to base themselves on guesses, just guessing to say, I think my child should do this, or maybe to say, we are all lawyers in this family and my child, you should be a lawyer. No. Under the Legacy Building Coaching Group, we are trying to educate all parents and all leaders to be, that we have a scientific approach that we are saying should be followed by schools, by even by families.
Yes.
Where
as you explain, you can maybe delve one or two aspects so that you eat no more benefit out. Yes.
Yes. Where we are saying there must be scientific psychological tests that are set that can tell when a child has completed that test, it can quickly suggest the way the child is inclined, where the child is wired scientifically and not from guesses. So we are saying that could be used even at a tender age in the family or at school. And at school, we are saying gone are the days where we could say, you wrote mid-year examinations and you had an A in mathematics, so you should go for mathematics at A level. Mm-hmm. No, we are not saying that. We are saying the child should sit for that scientific test. Mm-hmm. The child should should be measured scientifically, and the result, we respect it. So parents should, they should not force their children now to do what they are not wired. In fact, they should listen to that scientific, or they should understand what is being, what is the result of that scientific test.
Brilliant.
So in schools, in families, we are saying, gone are the days where parents could just say, do this.
Yes. Oh, brilliant. Let's talk to Dr. Mgaviri. Yeah, we are mentioning this program. Turned 25 years to did some leaders. Zakasiana Siana. And of course, listeners do need to know to what are the benefits of parents, kids, both much lot leaders, teaching pano adik. So what are the benefits? One of those here could you try in the program in have my benefits at Tukwana, which helps them maybe go shape a future yao imangwanak.
Okay, thank you very much, Kuda. When you look at what we are putting on the table as legacy building leaders, and our listeners can actually get details on lbl.africa. All the details are there in terms of what we are offering. But what the benefits that you are referring to, we are talking of the home as the first leadership coaching university. And what are we saying? We are saying, when you look at traditional society, indigenous knowledge systems that Dr. Masara Ore was referring to, when you look at the Judeo-Christian model of raising children, the home or the family is the center. Parents are the ones who are the professors within this leadership coaching university, which happens at home. We live in a time where there is now a culture of outsourcing. And when we say outsourcing, you are talking of parents sending kids to school, paying fees, and they expect the school to do the rest. Over the weekend, I send them to church. I expect the pastor and church leaders to take care of. During holidays, I expect the maid to also take care of the kids. As long as I'm paying my bills, other people should actually be taking responsibility. But I think what we're saying is, let's also go back to the role, the parenting role of the parent. You look, for example, in the Bible, you see the book of Proverbs. It talks of, listen, my son. And that is the voice of a parent. And I think there's a disconnection that we are seeing in society increasingly, where that voice of wisdom, the voice of a parent in the home to give guidance in terms of life issues, career issues, leadership issues, family life issues, life skills, you find that is diminishing. And when we say, let's make the home the first leadership coaching university, we're talking of restoring the role and the place of the mandate of the parent, so that the parent has that voice of wisdom. The benefits, we help, obviously, with issues of identity, which we have talked about. And we have five questions that we focus our program on. Who am I? Right? And that's a whole identity, values, clarification, self-confidence issues. We look at, why was I born? It's purpose. And we believe that purpose is critical in terms of what Dr. Masaroro was saying here. How are you wired for your career? None of us was born to do every career. We've done our research, Kuda. You may be interested to know. We found over 70% of professionals out there are like square pegs in round holes. They are in careers that don't match who they are. They are enjoying their careers. In fact, you have got so many people who even may have master's degrees, which they are now ignoring. They don't even want to be associated with them. Because those qualifications, I always say, the tragedy is that those qualifications disqualified them from their purpose. And now they are busy following papers.
I can repeat that again.
They are busy following papers and not purpose. There are so many people, even our listeners as we speak, who are not fulfilled, who are not satisfied with what they were doing, what they are doing. Why? Because they were educated outside their purpose. And so we are now saying, before the learner makes that critical decision in terms of the path they should follow for their career. You know, they should actually know how they are wired. I wrote a book, Know Your Purpose, and we've written 20 books on purposeful career coaching and planning. So that's an important question. And we look at where am I going, which is a life visioning question. We believe our kids should have life visioning skills. Look biblically at the Josephs of this world, the Davids of this world. They had a vision when they were teenagers. The Esthers of this world, the Marys of this world, they had a vision. They knew where their lives were going. And we now have kids with an identity crisis, lack of vision, lack of focus, lack of a value system that defines who they are. Character formation intentional. We lose leadership because leadership, you don't engrap self leadership. You don't start by leading other people, you start by leading yourself. And these are the issues we focus on. So our program helps the learner, and we have a 7-year program to help the learner to grow, really deliberate in terms of leadership. And then we have a program, no compliment to an apparent, where the parent now becomes the career coach, the leadership coach in the home. And that program also brings in educators, where we then say educators have a critical role to play.
Yes.
It also brings in legends, where we say we've got leaders out there who have done so well, and their stories must be told so that they inspire this generation that's going to lead in the future.
Well, if you're on that dog, I love the part that you delve much of your emphasis on the issue to do with the parenting. But the crisis that we do have right now as we speak, when we are living in a situation in Kuti Baba, am I the same thing? So how do you bridge that gap? Because I heard you speaking about the issue to do restoring the role. How do we restore that role when Babana Maya Panakanguanewana in the leaders who are being built after the Matuke, my leaders are Ugazero out of TikTok, my leaders are Ugazero out of TV, social media life, whereby everyone is asking day in, day out, where is Ubuntu, his moon, Uripi, just because you want Takushepa and TikTok, Takushepa, Nema standards, Akasiana, because Babana Mai are able to restore that role.
Yeah. Now, I think that's a critical issue you are raising, Kuda. I think the sad reality of our time is that parenting has been relegated to any other business.
Yes, indeed.
Or to no business at all. And there is a serious disconnection between parents and their kids. There are parents out there who think parenting is just paying bills and giving my kids money. And they think, if I give my kids money, I've played my part.
Yes.
And actually, how many kids out there do we have who are losing it because they have money, but no value system, no guidance? So what we are saying is, we accept that we are in a system now where we are busy as parents, we are professionals, we have a lot of work to do, but we can still create quality time. We can still show our kids we care for them. I have 2 boys and a girl. One of the things I do is I make sure, from time to time, I take my kids out just to go out, have a pizza. If we don't even have money for pizza, we go out and sit and we talk. Wow, what is happening in your life? What are the issues? And I listen to them. They also listen to my voice. We have to prioritize our kids. If you ignore that space, what we need to know as parents, other people will occupy it. And other voices will occupy that space, and those voices don't have your interests. They have their own interests. So you find now you've got kids who will be having another life that the parent is not even aware of.
Oh, yes.
So we are simply saying, let parents have this home as the first leadership coaching university, where we say we take responsibility. We cannot, and we've got parents, for example, some of our hearers are outside the country, and so they're in the diaspora. Thank God, because of technology now, you can still engage and interact with your children from a distance. You can still make time for them. But I think if we relegate our children to no other business or any other business, one day we are the ones who will have to live with the consequences of those kids who are misguided, who have no value system, and when things are not going well, it comes back to the parent.
Hey, some listeners are saying bitter truth. Then another listener who is also love more Munyoro from Mandarwen, and it's good to catch our children young. Many people identify themselves after high school or universities, which is not good. That's another listener. Another listener, Argu Vunza, could go doko at this achieve university. Yes, brilliant dog. As we are summing up, Ngwa inozongoro wadzi oye beta shuma most of the time. Let's talk to Dr. Masaraure Shepherd. There is the issue which was mentioned by Dr. Kuti. There is a 7-year program for Malenas. Maybe you can delve in short, Kuti, at this period, was the first stage, at this we're expecting this from kids, then the second, then the third, then the fourth, then the fifth, maybe in a minute.
Okay, thank you very much. But before I delve into that one, I will try to be very fast.
Yeah.
A family is an institution.
Mm-hmm.
As an institution, it has got values.
Mm-hmm.
It has got a vision. Mm-hmm. It should be there for the students to, I mean, for the children to benefit. Then it should be mission, values, which must be respected by everyone in the family.
Yes, yes.
So coming to the 7-year...
Yes. Mama, Matera Fungwaika Kosha. Well, as you are saying, a family is an institution.
Yes.
There are some people who are year in, year out. Some of the people who are saying, I want to pay you. You have to go to the pass.
Yes.
They don't have a plan. You have to go to the phone. You have to go to the phone. You have to go to the phone. You have to pass. You have to go. Something like that. But do a families ekuti baba in out, like what I said earlier on? Am I in out? Mwana arungopi wa mari. How do we shape? How do we help our Birik to have a vision, to have a purpose as an institution?
Yeah, that's why we have come with this program now.
Yes.
Where we are saying the family should be the first university.
Mm.
Where we are saying parents, let's have time with our students.
Yes.
I was telling my friend Mr. Choto when we're coming for this program about what is happening right now. I was in France last year.
Yes.
With my two daughters.
Mm.
And this whole week they were putting on YouTube the pictures that were together in France.
Carried what to what?
Yes. And that is the talk for the past 2 weeks.
Yes.
Meaning they are remembering that.
Mm-hmm.
And they cherish that.
Yes.
So we are saying, even in this time in period,
mm-hmm.
parents must take time with their students. They must, mm-hmm. I mean, with their children. They must create time with them.
Mm-hmm.
Time is there. It should be created. That's why we are advocating. We are coming here as advocates to say, let's not just relegate this duty to someone else, but as parents, let's create time through the artificial intelligence that we are talking about. It means right now you can talk with your child even when you are in America, like what Doc was saying. So why can't you have time with your children? Distance is no longer a barrier now.
Yes,
you can communicate with your children, and you can set values. So the 7 years, yes, it starts from the ECD, ECDB, where we are saying this, we must catch them young.
Mm-hmm.
Then we talk of the junior primary, then senior primary, where we are also pursuing on these values to say leaders must be identified.
Mm-hmm.
And in the Ministry of Education, as we speak right now, we are talking of career guidance. And this career guidance, it involves leadership, training, induction. So we are saying we need to catch them young through engaging them, involving them in the planning, and maybe the tutoring on them.
Lastly, as we conclude in Mr. Choto, the issue of identity has been like the main topic. Younger Sharapana about identity. My leaders are going to identify. As a teacher, teaching someone as na identity, can as na identity, can never as a canaka, no sister papers, Rungora Ramao, but on a papers, because you don't know who you are and what are your goals. What are some of the challenging times? Can you deal with one as in identity? But one on to learn a chirk border, could you infant an ogona borrow, but an a vision? While we're going to that, infant an ogona borrow, but an a discipline. How Zahamira see Mujidiano Nakataro as a teacher? In the at times, how do you help Kuti Musimende that identity?
Okay, thank you. As a teacher, we have faced many challenges, for example, my disciplinary issues. What we have discovered is in the family setup, either we have one parent, or the parent is too busy, they are all too busy, or my parents are with diaspora. Each and every disciplinary hearing, what we found out was parents are not doing what they are supposed to do.
Yes.
They are too busy for their kids. So I'm from Mwana, Anoda Baba Namai. The father wane royal, the mother wane royal. I think they must make time and be good listeners. And also vachidzidzisavana empathy. You see now. So my disciplinary hearings is at no time. You can see the tone of the child. But now, taku investigator, you know what, the parents are in the diaspora, the kid has too much money, or this sense of responsibility and so forth. Natakatu mbita a certain case whereby we had a child, the parents were in the diaspora, that child had too much money, so he used to make other students wash his clothes and so forth, and in terms of when they were doing, you know, we do general work and so forth, he was doing literally doing nothing, and angasinga kugona even to wash hembe dzake and so forth. So I think it's very, very important for parents to have time nevana and to teach them lifelong skills and also to adapt to whatever environment they are facing. Thank you.
I have brilliant indeed as well. Vira Karenzonzi, round up, punish you in next, It has been a pleasure having you. And what I can tell to our listeners is going to be 2 weeks. This is the second episode, and we have more 10 to go. And that brings up to the end of today's episode of the Community Dialogue. This is the voice of Udakwashe Chiburi. Bye bye. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the news that matters to you.
I think the best thing that we can do as a country is that I think all stakeholders need to be involved.
Keeping you informed.
Media diversity is a contested concept. What basically means is that too many voices are being represented.
Global to local.
We now the largest asset registered company on the Victoria Falls Stock Exchange.
You can access the news and information you need on your smart device.
ZFM Podcasts, available on any of your podcast platforms of choice.